When parents are expecting a child, sometimes they spend months debating what the name of the child should be. And of course, that's not surprising because a name is a very significant and important thing. When it comes to the Chagim, so there are certain names that at face value, of course, are very clear for us to understand why it's given a certain name. So for example, Rosh Hashanah, which represents the beginning of the new year, first day of the year, that's very appropriate. Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, also good. Sukkos, the fact that we dwelled in Sukkot. So that also makes sense. But then there are other names of the Chagim that don't seem to really fit the themes of what's going on, and they don't seem to encapsulate at face value the essence of that Chag. So although we're not going to be going into details, just to point some of them out. So Purim, for example, just the fact that they did lotteries, so you may have listened to about a month ago some deeper ideas why it's called Purim. Shavuos, coming up in 8 weeks or so, right? So it's called weeks. That is the definition of the holiday, right? What does that have to do with Matan Torah? But when it comes to our holiday, our Chag, that we're about to celebrate in less than a week, Pesach, so it's not necessarily so strange, but Pesach, that miracle, the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu passed over the houses, why do we call the holiday by that action, that moment? Chag HaGeulah, that probably would have probably been a top three choice. We could probably think of some others. However, the Torah doesn't actually refer to it as Pesach. The Torah calls it Chag HaMatzos. So ask the Kedushas Levi. Levi Yitzchak Abaradichav in Parshas Bo. He says, why is it that we call it Pesach, and yet the Torah refers to it as Chag HaMatzos? And he says a beautiful idea. He says that when it comes to the name Pesach, so Pesach, like I said, corresponds to the HaKadosh Baruch Hu passed over the houses of the Jewish houses that had blood on the doorpost and only killed them, it killed the Mitzrim. It's because we are praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself for that act. We're praising Hashem. When it came to all the other Makos, Hashem sent a Shliach, and we know famously that by Makas Bechoros, it was HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bechvodo Ve'atmo. It was Hashem himself. And we want to show a tremendous Hakaras HaTov to Hashem for saving us. However, the Torah, which was written by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem wants to praise us. Hashem wants to praise Bnei Yisrael. So what component did we have to do with this? This is, we certainly, throughout the Geula of Yetzias Mitzrayim, we certainly took the passive route, and Hashem did all the work. But what did we do? So the thing that we did is we baked matzahs. And we ran out before it could even rise, going out into the wilderness, not knowing what's going to be. And you might think it's so pashut. Of course, what do you mean? What was their choice? What was the other alternative? So they actually could be, some of them would have had a different alternative, because we know that in Makas Choshech, the Midrash says that 80%, four-fifths of the Jewish people were wiped out because they didn't want to go. So the fact that the 20% that survived, they were willing to go out with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Moshe says, go. They were willing to leave even before they had time for the bread to rise, even before they had enough food for them, for themselves to just sustain themselves, going into the wilderness, not even knowing exactly what's going to be or where their next meal is going to come from. That's what they did. And that shows tremendous emunah that we had in Hashem on the night of emunah, like Pesach, that we're going to celebrate, where we call it Pesach to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Hashem calls it in His Torah Chag HaMatzos to praise us. And when it comes to tefillin, so there's a Gemara in Brachos on Daf Vav. Now, of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not have human form, but there's a Gemara that discusses that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wore tefillin. And Amar le Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, the Rav Chiya bar Avin, Hani tefillin demari alma maksib behu. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wears tefillin, kav yachol in a certain sense, obviously deeper ideas of what that means, what that signifies. But if Hashem wore tefillin, what's inside the tefillin? So Amar le says the following pasuk is inside his tefillin. Umi ka'amcha Yisrael goyach habaretz. Who is like the Jewish people? And later on in that same Gemara discusses the three other batim, the other psukim, kimi goy gadol, and then umi goy gadol, ashrecha Yisrael, o hinase elukim l'saticha elyon. All of the psukim inside the tefillin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are us. All of them are His children, Bnei Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is praising each and every one of us, saying how much, how precious are my children, how precious are Bnei Yisrael. And in our tefillin, as we say in the Lashem Yichud, we say, V'heim arba parshios elu shema v'haya im shamoa, kadesh v'haki v'yacha. All these are praises to Hashem. And we continue, sheyesh behem yichudo v'achduso yisbarach shmo ba'olam. These contain the achdus, the unification, the oneness of Hashem in this world. V'sheniz kor nisim neflos she'asa imanu. This is to remember the miracles and the wonders that Hashem did for us. V'hotzianu mimitzrayim. That Hashem did for us, we left Mitzrayim. And it's a beautiful idea when it comes to Hakaras HaTov, that this whole holiday, the fact that we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for taking us out, Hashem thanks us for the small chelek, the small part and portion that we had for it. And the Yom Teshuvah Esrei, how fitting is it? And the Shmona Esrei, the main component of it, is Ata Bechartani Mikol HaAmim, Avta Osanu. How Hashem chose us, how Hashem loves us, and how Hashem praises us. We should be able, on this Pesach, to be able to come closer to Hashem, to be more Makir Tov, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to thank Him for everything, and to realize that it's not just a one-way street, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is thanking each and every one of us for every single action, everything that we're able to do for Him.